with a three-step lead over there at first, being held on by Zaire. The first pitch is popped up by Pettingill and out of play on the first base side. Over with a look was there, but it's way out of play. And that is strike one to Pettingill. No balls and one strike now. Now Kern with a new baseball. The 0-1. Misses low and in. One ball and one strike with nobody out and runners at the corners. And you expect DJ Parker to be in motion here. Now the 1-1, huge jump over there at first, and the lefty Kern hadn't even fully come set, and taking second base with basically zero argument, just unequivocally a steal of second base as DJ Parker, the throw to first on the pickoff attempt. DJ Parker was already about three-quarters of the way to second base, and now there's runners at second and third. No double play in order for the Rosebuds, with only the corners playing in rather than the whole infield. They would have surrendered the run. Now the 1-1 delivery is a little flare toward left coming on, and having to play it on a hop is Sone rounding third and coming to score. Shields of Chiarito. He was about three strides behind Chiarito. DJ Parker read that ball perfectly and was about two and a half, three steps behind Chiarito. He even had to throw the brakes on a little bit just so he didn't pass Chiarito and get called out. And two runs come into score. It's now 4-0 as Lucas Pettingill has all of the RBIs tonight. So now Tyler Zanizer to the plate with Pettingill at second base on the RBI single, advancing on the throw. An open stance for the righty. This one's fouled off out of play for strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery here in the bottom of the third. Two runs on the board for the 45s now of a 4-0 ball game here on Independence Day weekend and this 4th of July. The first baseman playing in, even with the bag just on the rim of the infield grass, with the second baseman Harlan holding on the runner at second. Zanizer around a bunt, pulls it back. That'll be called a ball. As Bob Anderson now barking some orders to Tyler Zanizer, giving him a little bit of coaching advice on what exactly they want to do here. Maybe put a hit and run on with the runner on second. If he gets the bunt down toward the third base side, especially, it'd have to be the shortstop covering third, and he's got a long run to get to third. Here's the 1-1 delivery. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Coming set is Kern. Checks the runner at second. The 2-1 delivery is fouled out of play just off the top of the netting here on the first base side. The count moves to 2-2. Zanizer flew out to left his last time up. Now the 2-2. Dancing off the bag is Pettingill at second base, moving all around out there. Being kept close by Horner, the shortstop, who's lurking in behind him. Now the 2-2 as the wind continues to blow right to left field. Upstairs for ball three. Three balls and two strikes to Zanizer, who last night reached on an error twice, singled, popped out twice as well. And then in Thursday night's contest, was the courtesy runner for Rowan Brown. Now the payoff from Kern is fouled back to the screen. Now we'll hold at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, the first baseman Zaire playing on the rim of the infield grass. With the even stance. Outfield shaded a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand batter. Pulled toward that left-field side. Here's the payoff from Kern. Kicks, deals. Breaking ball up and in on the inside corner. Zanizer tossed his bat and was on his way to first base, but instead he'll head the other way to the dugout. Gets him looking. That is out number one. And now one out. Now we'll bring up Rowan Brown. Adrian Lopez was the courtesy runner. This one misses low and in for ball one. Now the 1-0. Left-hand batter with the open stance. Kern kicks and deals. It's a line shot on the backhand of the shortstop. Horner handles it off the back foot to first, and in time, deep in the 5-6 hole. What a play by Horner on the backhand. Set his feet and toss it across in time. Moving to third on the play was Pettingill, as Deegan Paulos to the plate now, who struck out swinging his last time up. Right-hand batter, slightly open with his stance as the catcher sets up away. Shadows just now starting to cover the field as this pitch is taken for a called strike one. Now on the outside corner, spit off the outside corner, take that back. Evens the count up at 1-1 on Paulos. Pettingill dancing down that third baseline. Top of the order and Timmy Ayers on deck should the line keep moving. Catcher Osorio sets up inside. The 1-1 misses wide. The ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs. Kern comes set. Kicks and deals. Misses wide again for ball three. Paul is showing off the plate discipline. Last night he walked once, grounded out, hit a sacrifice fly, popped out and was hit by a pitch. Right-hand batter readies. As Kern gets his sign and comes set, glove up near the shoulder. Out of the stretch, the 3-1, right down Broadway on the outside corner for a called strike two. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kern readies as he gets his sign. The payoff. It's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
That foul ball brought to you by Jack Spill.
So 3-2 with two outs still.
Oh, wait, that's
payoff. The line stock toward right. Then we'll get down for a base hit. Pettingill will trot into scores. Paulos wins the battle. Opposite field RBI single for Deegan Paulos. And now it's a 5-0 ball game. I'll bring up the top of the order in Timmy Ayers, who is the seventh batter of the inning for the 45s as they have put up a crooked number for the second time tonight on the scoreboard. Left-hand batter who has singled and walked tonight. First pitch to him. This is way up and in, ducking out of the way. It's going to go all the way to the backstop off the glove of Osorio. Just couldn't quite snare it. Went off the tip of his glove for ball one. As Paulos takes second base on the wild pitch. Timmy Ayers back in the second was stranded at first after the leadoff walk. Take that back. Not after the leadoff walk. He was stranded at first along with Adrian Lopez, who was over there at third. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike through the off speed on the outer half. Got him to chase it. The count moves to one ball and one strike. Deep in the box for the lefty. Now the 1-1. Upstairs, up near the letters. For ball two. Two balls and one strike. Shadows covering home plate. And then shallow left field. And then third base foul territory. As the sun dips below the tree line back behind us. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Tied him up with the high fastball. Scout moves to two balls and two strikes. Two and two is Kern with a deep breath. Kicks and deals. Just a bit low. Over, but off the plate. Here in the bottom of the third of a 5-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Now the payoff occurred. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Ayers can't believe it. With a nod of disagreement with the home plate umpire, DJ Lovelace, but he'll head back to the dugout as the side is retired. Gone looking, but the Colt 45s get three on a handful of hits here in bottom of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 30-1 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market, North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Top of the fourth inning here. First pitch swinging, grounded toward the second baseman, charging, gloves flip to first, in time for the 4-3 put out. Second baseman follows to first baseman Timmy Ayers for out number one. Blake Schwert, it is his 18th birthday today, and he just got saying happy birthday.
Hey, Schwertia.
By the crowd here at Tiger Field, led by our public address announcer, Chad Johnson, who again does a fantastic job of making sure all the fans here in attendance know exactly what's happening and who is doing what. This one on the outside corner called strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery from Schroeder's ground ball foul down the third baseline. Running out of the way was the third base umpire Steve Graves. Almost caught him on the heels. So the count moves to no balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2 delivery from Schwert out of the windup with nobody out, nobody on and one out. It's a breaking ball right there, drops it in. Bring him up, strike three called. A backward K for Schwert. As Sone strikes out, that will bring up Carter Zaire, who singled and then was stranded out at second base back in the second. The first pitch on the outside corner right at the knees, a called strike one to Carter Zaire, the first baseman. 0-1 is hit in the air toward left center, giving chase is Parker, playable for him in the left center gap, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, they go as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KCNR. North Valley Distributing tonight's sponsor of the game at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Preston Conklin to the plate now. Right-hand batter facing off against the lefty in Hank Kern, who winds and deals the 0-2 off the plate outside. Conklin lays off of it. So far for the Colt 45s, 5 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for Rose City Baseball. No runs on 2 hits, 1 error. Now the 1-2 delivery to Conklin from the lefty. Breaking ball upstairs. Over but a bit high. Scout moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Turn out of the windup from the third base side. The 2-2 is just a bit right at the knees. A called strike 2, rather. Had the count wrong, 2 to the scoreboard. Thought that was strike 3. Turns out it was, in fact, not. So 2 balls and 2 strikes now, officially. Here in the bottom of the fourth, the 2-2 from Kern. So a line shot toward the shortstop, handles the weird hop, and it cuts through into left field. On the line shot, he was moving to his left, and it kind of took a backward hop, and he had a rear back on his heels, throw the brakes on it, and it snuck through. So on the hard hit ball, it'll probably be ruled a single. As Conklin gets aboard, as Nicholas Caballero will step to the plate, reach on the E5, and has popped out tonight. Kern digs in on the third base side of the mound, working out of the stretch with the runner on first in Preston Conklin. Being held on by Zaire out of the stretch is a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Runners on first and second now. First pitch swinging for Caballero. He gets his first hit of the night. And that will bring up Chiarito, who's walked and tripled. So, back in the third, Chiarito had that triple. And now Chiarito to the plate, left-hand batter. Corners playing in. Now the delivery from Kern. Off the plate outside for ball one. Now Kern comes set. Rocks and deals the 1-0 right down Broadway at the knees. To even the count up at 1-1. Runners on first and second. Shadows just barely starting to cover the field. Just sprawling out toward first and second base over there. And just starting to creep along on the third base side as well. It's a 1-1. On the outside corner at the knees, a called strike 2, a close pitch. Even some fans thinking it was outside. DJ Parker on deck. Now the 1-2 to the left-hand hitting Chiarito from Hank Kern as he checks the runners at first and second. The infield playing behind them, breaking ball, misses low and in. Leaning out of the way was Chiarito. His count moves to 2-2. Chiarito dyeing his hair the buzz cut, red, white, and blue for Independence Day today. Got red, white, and blue striping, although you can't see it with the hat and batting helmet on, of course. Now the 2-2 delivery as the runners take their leads. This is low for ball 3. as the count fills. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peering in is Kern. A deep breath as he readies. Gets his sign. The catcher sets up away. Now the payoff again is just reached for. A little excuse me swing and fouls it back to the screen. So the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. So we'll do it again.
Well, well brought to you by Plaster Title Company.
A deep breath for Chirito as he steps out. Now digs back in and adjusts the batting gloves. And readies. Kern comes set. Rocks and deals out of the stretch as he checks the runners. The payoff is reached for, foul off the umpire, who's going to go for a little walk. Ward on the left wrist, right on that top part of his arm. That's one of the most commonly broken bones by baseball players. Just on the top part of your left wrist, right where you would wear a watch. And now the third base umpire, Steve Graves, is going to check on him, see if he broke it or not. Just feel it out as a break in the action here. And to allow DJ Lovelace to take his time and make sure he's all right as he goes for a little walk. Now everybody will go back wearing it like a champ. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just getting a piece of that one. Yeah, umpire's not wearing protective gear on their arms at all. Let's do their best to keep their arms out of harm's way. And now we'll do it again. A la Johnny Bench, the Cincinnati Reds catcher back in the 60s and 70s, he would always set up as a catcher with his throwing arm, the non-glove hand, tucked behind him. Now everybody ready. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second, and we'll do it again. Reached for and fouled off again as the battle continues. And what will now be an 8-pitch endeavor. Digging back in is Chirito. Couple warm-up swings with his bat, steps back in, waves the wood back and forth. Payoff again. It's popped up, out of play back behind us, a mile high. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. As again, the battle continues. The 9th pitch of the at-bat now. Coming up here. The payoff with nobody out and the runners at first and second infield playing behind them. The 3-2 is reached for, hitting the air towards center. Rodriguez, playable for him, will drift over toward left center and squeeze it for the out. Throws the baseball back in, but not in time to double off Conklin at second. So he flies out to the center fielder Rodriguez for out number one. That will bring up DJ Parker, who has K'd and been hit by a pitch.
From Seattle, Washington.
The Seattle, Washington native DJ Parker.
DJ Parker.
Out of Lassen. First pitch to him misses wide. And set to go to Hawaii Pacific, a D2. Both him and Tyler Zanizer signed to D2s recently. Tyler Zanizer signing to Oklahoma Baptist University. Here's the 1-0. On the inside corner, right at the knees. Now one ball and one strike. With one out, the 1-1 is popped up out of play on the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Glove slips to second for one. The relay to first on a hop goes through the first baseman back toward the Rosebud dugout, rounding third and taking home is Conklin. So out at second base is Caballero. Safe at first is DJ Parker, and he'll hold there on the fielder's choice, and scoring on the error is Conklin. The throw was low and off target. On hop. And the first baseman's there, just unable to cleanly pick it, as Lucas Pettingill will step up to the plate now, who's been hit by a pitch and single tonight. He has 4 of the RBIs. Rather single, as this one goes all the way to the backstop. Pettingill rather with 2 singles tonight, my apologies. Two hits and 4 RBIs on the night. Want to make sure I get all that in order. Parker on second now, as Pettingill's going to wear this one and painfully sounding as he will take first base on the hit by pitch. And now Tyler Zanheiser to the plate in a 6-0 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. As the Colt 45s lead it, and the home plate umpire giving Pettingill some more time to really shake that one off. So he's kind of writhing in pain over there by Drew Bumgarner beyond the first base. Down there on the line, he gives a thumbs up as DJ Lovelace will get back behind the dish after wiping off home plate just to give Pettingill some time. Sanders will wave the bat back and forth as the action will continue. It's the first pitch to Zanheiser in this left-on-right matchup. It's a chopper toward the third baseman, over his head and into left field for a base hit. Parker will head around third and come in to score. The throw comes into the cutoff man, the third baseman, Sigler, to hold the runners at first and second as Tyler Zanheiser connects on the RBI single. A hard hit chopper over the third baseman, Sigler's head, for the base hit. That will bring up Rowan Brown, who's singled and grounded out tonight. The battery mate of Blake Schwert and Rowan Brown to the plate. Stepping up, left-hand batter. Runners at first and second. So this one shot toward the second baseman, moving to his left. Between his legs, cams around to the second base side of the infield, and coming around to score is Pettingill. Holding at second base is Zanheiser. First pitch swinging for Rowan Brown will get a courtesy runner, and Adrian Lopez out there at first as he reaches on the air by the second baseman in E4. And I'll bring up Deegan Paulos, who's struck out swinging and single tonight. Right-hand batter with an open stance. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning,
Runners at first and second with one out. The Rosebuds looking for two on the infield. Paulos takes on the outside corner. A called strike one. Runners take their leads. The 0-1 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, Stigler. Goes first and kicked at the other end to get Paulos. And the side is retired. 5-3 put out. The Rosebuds put up another crooked number in the fourth to get to the top of the fifth inning. They strand a pair aboard after getting a trio of hits. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products for industrial and the construction market. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt Holder Pod.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
In 1776, there were fireworks too. The original colonists, you know their tempers blew. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense that if a government will give you your
things off, you're going to squirt. Leaning back out of the way of this one, but it's called a strike in the top of the zone right there on the inside corner here in the top of the fifth inning in front of a capacity crowd at Tiger Field. The 0-1 is a check swing fouled up the first baseline. No balls and two strikes now on Harlan, the designated hitter who struck out swinging on the full count his first time up. The 0-2 upstairs, reared back with the high-octane fastball and misses high. The 1-2 low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 from Schwert out of the windup. Swing! Chased the breaking ball downstairs. Went fishing, came up empty, and that is out number one as Aiji Sato will step to the plate, who popped out to the shortstop his last time up. Here, with one out on the top of the fifth, 8-0, the Colt 45s lead it. First pitch to Sato. Breaking ball drops in there for a called strike one. And this one, check swing, appeal to first. The answer is yes, says Vicente Gutierrez, last night's home plate umpire, now over there at first. And quickly No balls and two strikes now on Sato. The 0-2 delivery from Schwert. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. It's strikeout number 7 for Schwert tonight here on his birthday at Tiger Field. And birthday number 250 for the United States of America. Although Schwert turning 18. Quite the age gap there. Sergio Rosario to the plate now. First pitch swing. Dunks one into center field.
DJ Parker gliding on the grass. Will squeeze it for out number 3.
And the side is retired halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's the Colt 45's 8. In the Rose City Rosebuds, 0. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive. Is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. That's North Valley Distributing at 381 Crossroads Drive.
Do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Out of the windup from Kern, first pitch on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Brought us back with MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. MC Hammer, named by Charlie Finley, the Oakland A's owner back in the early 70s. Fun little fact there. That's how MC Hammer got his name. He used to dance around and do some fun little antics at the ballpark. One of the first baseball owners to really, or was the first baseball team owner to pioneer that whole game day experience thing at the ballpark. And there was a plethora of other things that Charlie Finley tried, including donkeys, elephants, all sorts of other fun stuff. Here's the 1-1 delivery, and even a rabbit at one point, Harvey the Rabbit. The 1-1 delivery is hit in the air, down the right field line, foul, toward the bullpen. For a long and loud strike, too. On the back half of our ball game here tonight at Tiger Field, shadows covering pretty much all of the field, some sun patches out in deep center field and parts of center field, and then right field in the sun along with second base in the surrounding area. First base just barely in the shadows. Here's the 1-2 as the sun dipping behind the tree line now, back behind us on the third base side. The 1-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting airs is a line shot, sinking line drive. It will land fair by about a foot and a half in left field. Rounding first, headed for two. Throw the ball picked up by the shortstop and one hopped in, and what a pick at the other end by the second baseman Harlan to handle the heat and keep it from going through as Ayers slides in with a double. just dunked it in there on the fairway to get the two-bagger. That will bring up Preston Conklin in a strong throw from Horner, the shortstop, on a hop, but an even better play by Harlan on the other end in front of the bag at second base, handled the hop and kept it from going into right field. Now the righty Conklin, with the runner on second and nobody out, takes a fastball on the inner half, a called strike one. And this one's hit in the air towards center. Rodriguez giving chase, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Conklin turns at first. Rounding third is Ayers. He's going to come to the score. Hitting the bag at second and getting waved by John Downey. He'll slide into third, though, with the triple. A couple of triples as Conklin, following the extra base hit with another extra base hit, lines triple to center field. You can't touch this. Now, Nicholas Caballero to the plate. Some activity out in the Rose City bullpen. As the lights come on here at Tiger Field, but not even close to taking full effect.
You can't touch this.
Taken outside for ball one by Caballero, who's reached on the E5. The error by the third baseman popped out and reached on the single. Here's the 1-0. Line shot up the middle and through for a base hit, and trotting the score will be Conklin. Three straight hits, and the Colt 45s tack two more runs on the board as they now hit double digits. It's 10-0 here at Tiger Field. A double, a triple, and a single. Chirito hits a home run here. It could be a very eclectic team cycle, in a sense, as Chris Dutton will come out to the mound to talk things over with Kern, along with the catcher Osorio. Doesn't look like he's going to take the baseball from him. And he will head back to the dugout without taking the baseball. And now walk back as the meeting is concluded. And Chris Dutton is actually an outfield coach with Warner Pacific University in Portland, Oregon. As the left-hand batting, Braden Chiarito, who's walked, tripled, and flown out tonight, will step up to the plate. Waves the bat back and forth.
Hey, that's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
And pick off attempt on over to first is not in time. And the head coach at Warner Pacific, Jeff Bard, is actually one of the coaches for the Rose City Baseball Club. It's the first pitch waved at by Chiarito way out in front for strike one. So Jeff Bard and Chris Dutton, a part of the Rose City Rosebuds as well as Warner Pacific University. The WPU Knights out there in Portland, Oregon. Up there in Portland, Oregon, rather. This one's fouled off back toward the Rosebud on deck circle for strike two. 0-2 on Chiarito. No balls and two strikes on the left Chiarito. Kern kicks and deals the 0-2, winged at for strike three. Chiarito just, with an excuse me swing, tried to hold up, ended up going around and not fouling it off. Three hits in the inning, but now one out after the strikeout. We'll bring up DJ Parker, who's
struck out, been hit by a pitch, and reached on a fielder's choice. The big innings last night in that 18-1 contest were the 4th, 5th, and 6th. 8 runs, 2 runs, and 6 runs as this one's lined into left for a base hit. Parker with a wide turn at first, but a hold there as Caballero will hold at second base. The 4th hit of the inning for the 45s. And now Lucas Pettingill, who's singled twice and been hit by a pitch to the plate. So he's 2 for 2. And it'll actually be a pinch hitter for the 45s, Patrick Bowen Jr. He'll step up to the plate. Left-hand batter for the 45s and head coach Bob Anderson. As he gets put in the game here by the home plate umpire, getting his paperwork in order. In the DH spot, Patrick Bowen Jr. did not play, or did play last night rather, at first base, grounded out twice, singled and walked twice, and then flew out in the 8th inning. Left on left matchup here, with one out, taken for a called strike one. A double play in order for the Rosebuds, with runners at first and second. Caballero at second and Parker at first. The infield playing behind them. Here's the 1-2 to the lefty Bowen Jr. The leg kick, the pitch from Kern out of the stretch. Over but low on the outside corner. One ball and one strike.
Oh, that's good.
With one out. Now the 1-1 delivery. The line shot fouled on the third base side. The count moves to one ball and two strikes. Runners at first and second. Again, with one out. Now the 1-2 as Kern comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-2 delivery with one out. It's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. With a new baseball, Kern readies and gets his sign. Kicks and deals the 1-2 yet again to Patrick Bowen Jr., the pinch hitter for Pettingill in that DH spot. Swing! Rear back room, the high octane. And that is out number 2. Rallies back with another K. And now they'll bring up Tyler Zanizer, who's singled, flown out, and K'd looking. Recently signed to Oklahoma Baptist University, a D2. Out there in Oklahoma. Both him and DJ Parker on this Colt 45's squad headed to Division II schools to go play baseball. Here's the pitch from Kern. Just misses for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in from that third base side. Now the 1-0 is fouled back to the screen on the first base side.
Now,
one ball and one strike after the foul ball.
Zanizer waves the bat back and forth. Now the 1-1 from Kern. Right there at the bottom of the zone. Catches the southern hemisphere for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Open stance for Zanizer. Kern, the 1-2, is chopped toward the shortstop on a couple of hops. Backhand leaping, throws the first off the back foot, full extension, and not in time. Zanizer will be safe on the infield single.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Jacob Green here with you with David Wiley back in the studio. It's great to have you with us here on some Independence Day baseball. America's pastime here on the airwaves. Bases loaded here. As Rowan Brown will step up to the plate, he's singled, grounded out, and reached on the E4. Left-hand batter. One of four in the lineup now after Patrick Bowen Jr. pinch hit. Kern delivers a fastball on the inside corner right at the knees to Rowan Brown. Listed as a utility player, 6'1", 185, out of Palomar Junior College in San Diego, California. Here's the 0-1. It's hit in the air a ton, but foul out of play down the third base side. Just a little bit late on it for the lefty. That is strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Now the 0-2 delivery with two gone. It's a line shot foul again, just a little bit late on that heater. Out of play. And we'll do it again. Now the 0-2 is ground ball toward the second baseman, reaching to his left, and in between his legs, and everybody will be safe to move up 90 feet. Quick throw back to second base, but it goes over the head of the shortstop Horner into left field out of play, and D.K. Parker will advance home. After Caballero came in to score, D.J. Parker was at third and now came in to score. Zanizer goes from second to third. And then Rowan Brown, safe at first. He'll get a courtesy runner out there and Adrian Lopez. On the E4, the second E4 tonight, E4, second on the as Chris Dutton will strike the mound, and it will be the end of the night for Hank Kern, a new reliever on for the Rosebuds. When we return after this, it'll be Deegan Paulos versus the new reliever for the Rosebuds as Kern goes 5 2/3 plus here on Independence Day. We'll be right back here on KCNR after this.
Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products...
New reliever on for the Rose City Rosebuds. And it's Cole Stocklin has entered the game at first, and then Alex Rodriguez has entered the game at second base. Stegan Paulos will step up to the plate. The first pitch from the righty, who I believe... is Bo Taylor. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's
Cole Stockflit pitched last night, so I don't believe it's him. Stockflit's in the game at first. We have two number 30s out there. As a count evens at one ball and one strike. Here on Deegan Paulos. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty. Misses low for ball two. So 2-2. 2-1, rather, as this one misses wide all the way to the backstop, taking second base on the wild pitch is Nolan Bentley, the courtesy runner. Paulos now working a 3-1 count. Righty working from the third base side. According to the live stats, it's Cole Stocklin, but with him pitching last night going four innings, hard to believe they would put him back out there. As Paulos lays off this one up high for ball four, now the 10th batter of the inning. Here in the fifth, reminiscent of last night, as top fielder and Timmy Ayers will step up to the plate. After two outs were made in the inning by the K's, courtesy of tonight's starting pitcher, Hank Hearn. As this one misses low for ball one. So left-hand hitting Timmy Ayers, who's doubled, walked, and singled tonight, and also struck out looking. Here in the bottom of the fifth, last night, fifth inning, the Colt 45s got two across. It was the sixth inning that they batted around, then also in the fourth. Now the 1-0 to the lefty is just a bit off the plate. Two balls and no strikes.
Right,
coming set is the righty. Kicks and deals on the outside corner. Called strike one. So 2-1 now. With two gone and runners at first, second, and third. So 2-1 is a line shot toward the shortstop. Horner on the back end scoops. He's going to go to third, and it goes wide. And it's going to go into the dugout of the 45, so everyone will advance 90 feet on the E6. As it just continues. Zanizer comes in to score. Bentley goes from third. Or goes from second to third and then home on the E6. Paulos ends up at third base on the play. All six of the runs so far scored here in this inning are charged to the starting pitcher tonight, Hank Kern. As this one's popped up left fielder, playable for him. Will squeeze it as Conklin pops out to left field to close out this fifth inning. After five complete, the Colt 45s lead it by a score of 14-0 here on KCNR. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at the corner, or at 381 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. That's North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Kevin Frazier, the Trinidad native, on in relief, 6'2", 190 freshman, sophomore rather, out of College of the Redwoods, playing under the direction of John Downey, the third base coach. As qualifying for the win is Schwert, 54 pitches, 7 takes, 5 innings, 2 hits, no. And no walks on his birthday. Yeah. Leading things off here in the sixth. After the Colt 45s put 6 on the board in the home half of the fifth, will be the 9-hitter, Nolan Horner. Nolan Horner tonight 0 for 1. This is wide for ball one. So it's fouled up out of play back toward the parking lot for strike one. Hearn goes 5 2/3 for the Rosebuds, the 1-1 delivery. On the outside corner, called strike two. A little off speed there. Great pitch from Frazier. Evan Frazier, last pitch last weekend against the Concord Zephyrs. Breaking ball, waved at, swung on and missed for out number one. And a first strikeout for Frazier as Cesar Rodriguez to the plate now, who's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out. He'll dig in. The center fielder. First pitch to him. Swung on and missed for strike one. Out of the windup for Frazier, the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Quickly in an 0-2 hole. A wide stance for the right-hand batter. Peering over the glove is Frazier. Now winds and deals the 0-2. Is chopped foul on the third baseline.
You don't like me, I don't like you.
Count holds and no balls and 2 strikes.
Get back, get in there.
0-2 with 1 out. An even stance. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball is fouled. Just barely. The 45's 14 runs on 14 hits, 1 error. for Rose City Baseball. No runs on two hits and six errors. They've had a rough day on the defensive side of the baseball. Now the 0-2. It's a breaking ball. Turning away from it. Drops it just a bit inside for ball one. Tried him with a backdoor breaking ball. Now this one misses again for ball two. And the two from Fraser just a bit inside for ball three. So three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff again. Is chopped toward the third baseman, Caballero, Conklin rather, at third base now. Caroms off his glove and scoots away from him. Can't corral it in time. So that'll be an E5 on Conklin now in the game, or moving over from short to third. So Conklin at third now, here in the sixth. And in the game at shortstop is Carroll. Deegan Paulos staying in the game at second. Now the left-hand batting. Hank Kern, I believe. The first pitch to take that back. It's the 16. Yeah, the 16 of Hank Kern to the plate. Which is now the DH spot. Skies this one. Foul territory. Conklin giving chase from third. Angling toward the line. And will squeeze it. The throw into second base with the runner tagging is not going to be in time. Paulo's unable to apply a tag as Kern flies out to Conklin, making up for that previous error. That is out number two as Landon Sigler to the plate now. The third baseman for the Rosebuds, who's flown out to right and grounded out to the second baseman, Paulos. Infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter. Fraser out of the stretch, glove up near his back shoulder, kicks and deals. Shadows covering all of the field now. Ground ball to the shortstop, Carroll on the backhand. Gloves throws the first in time for the 6-3. Mark Anthony Carroll already making his presence known here in this ball game. As on the error, they leave one. They threaten, but they fail to score here in the top of the sixth inning as we head to the home half of the sixth. 14-0. The 45s lead it here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing, they focus on quality and reliability. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Anthony Carroll to the plate in Caballero's spot. So Carroll getting some burn here tonight. He's in the game at shortstop as well as Conklin moves from short to third for the 45s back in the sixth. So Carroll came in as a defensive replacement. This one's taken right down Broadway for a call, strike one to Mark Anthony. Now the 1-1 misses low. And I do believe it is Stoffel out there, the righty. Following the footsteps of Kern, Stoffel pitched last night, went four innings to start that ball game. Gave up a plethora of runs. The 2-1 is shot toward the second baseman charging, picks it, and flips to first in time. That's Rodriguez to the other, the number 20 on the field, James Runoa. So not Stoffel over there at first. Runoa Bannister is over there at first. He took over there back in the fifth. So a couple of defensive replacements. As the pitch to Lopez. So Adrian Lopez in the game as well for Chiarito. Here, I believe he took over in the previous inning. So Adrian Lopez getting his first bat. At bat. Working a 2-0 count now, the righty. Wide open stance. This one's going to be a couple chop toward the second baseman, gliding to his left and can't pick it clean off the dirt. And might be ruled an infield single, but probably need four, unfortunately. As Adrian Lopez is aboard, who was the courtesy runner earlier in this ballgame. Now DJ Parker to the plate.
DJ Parker.
So runner at first, that's Lopez. Line shot down the left field line. It's going to go all the way to the corner underneath the 320 mark. Rounding second, headed to third is Lopez. A hold up there is DJ Parker. Tattoos one down the left field line, and he's in with a stand-up double with his second hit tonight. Following in the Lopez single, and now runners at second and third for Adrian Lopez, donning the socks up high. Here in a 14-0 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Nothing but goose eggs for the Rosebuds so far. The 45's the complete opposite. Stofflet pitching for the second straight day. Bowen Jr. to the plate. With Tyson Bragg on deck in Zanizer's spot. Called strike one. Left-hand batter. There's the 0-1 on the outside, off the outside corner, just missed. Make the count, one ball and one strike on Patrick Bowen Jr. A ground out to second, a single, and then a stand-up double by DJ Parker down into the left field corner. And now runners at second and third here in a 14-0 bottom of the sixth, as this one is in the dirt and blocked by Osorio, gliding to his left. Huh. 2-1 count now. With one out.
Poor guy. Oh, I know how it is.
And the 2-1 is chopped toward the second baseman again, the 3-4 hole, and off the knee, reaching for it on a couple of hops. DJ Parker will just hold at third as it caroms into right field. And coming in to score the 15th run of this ball game is Adrian Lopez. DJ Parker moves to third. As still with one out. Runners at the corners. -15 with one out, but the double play is in order. As Bragg takes outside. Bragg in the spot of Zanizer. Another lefty bat in the lineup. And takes a called strike one. Now leaning out of the way of this one, came in near his legs and ducking out of the way, dodging out of the way rather, working a 3-1 count. Couple of errors in the inning. 3-1, misses low again. And he will take first base on the walk. That will load the bases for Rowan Brown, who's reached 3 of 4 times tonight, a couple of times on an error by the second baseman, and you'd think that position out there is cursed. Four of the 8 errors now, according to our online stats, have been charged to second base, as this one's skied toward left center, playable for the center fielder Rodriguez into a dive, and it's not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to the warning track. And coming around to score is DJ Parker. Throw in is not going to be in time, as right behind him is Patrick Bowen Jr. So Parker trotted in to score, and Bowen Jr. all the way from second base, able to score. Holding at third was Tyson Bragg, as a courtesy runner for Rowan Brown, and Nolan Bentley will courtesy run for the second time now. Runners at first and third. Infield still shaded up the middle in a 17-0 ball game now. And it's the right-hand batting Deegan Paulos to the plate. And that ball was laced toward the left center gap, and Cesar Rodriguez showing off the speed on the sinking line drive almost got to it, and it just barely stuck underneath his glove and went all the way to the wall. Out below the Tiger Field scoreboard out there, as this one misses low for ball two. Tiger Field scoreboard just to the right of the 358 mark there in left center field above the C.R. Gibbs advertisement on the yellow wall. Probably about 360, if I had to guess. Now the 2-0 with one out. Look out, almost hit him, ducking out of the way. That's ball three. And again, Stofflet pitched last night. Went 4 innings, had a rather rough outing, an outing he'd love to forget, I'm sure, especially in the 18-run endeavor that the Colt 45s had. Now rears back, throws a strike right there on the inside corner for called strike one. 4 innings, 8 hits, 10 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. So 8 of those runs not even earned. That is to say, not directly charged to the pitcher. Ground ball to the shortstop. Glove by Horner. Flip to second for one. The no relay to first. And coming into score will be Bragg as Paulos reaches on the fielder's choice. And now Timmy Ayers to the plate. He's singled, walked, struck out, looking, doubled, and reached on an error.
First base, number 5.
We'll step into the box. As some chatter going on between the first base umpire and now calling out Deegan Paulos at first base.
Can't even tell you why. Bob Anderson's going to go out and have a little confabulation with the trio of umpires. But regardless, we'll cut to break here at the end of the sixth inning as the Colt 45s grand a pair aboard. Not sure how exactly, but we'll hopefully find out when we come back for the seventh inning as everyone will make their way back up the field. And the side is retired 18-0 after six complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing, focusing on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Quick back-to-back K's and then a quick flyout in foul territory. And it is now time to stretch here at Tiger Field. But I got word we might be doing, we will be doing God Bless America here, sung to you by Scott Lewis. So, halfway through our ball game, 18-0, 1-2-3 went the Rosebuds. Here's Scott Lewis with tonight's Independence Day rendition of God Bless America.
Something a little different with a mashup. My country is the thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing, God bless America, bless. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, like a boat. My home sweet home. My home sweet home.
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition to that game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. The home half of the seventh coming up next here on KCNR.
Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans on swing.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941 931-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
He's got off both pitches now. Here with the top of the order, and it's the top of the order due up because Deegan Paulos was called out after the now time call mid delivery. It was a runner interference call on Nolan Bentley sliding into second base, which, in all honesty, Nolan Bentley for the 45s out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is a right-hand pitcher, so not really too used to running the bases, but still an 18-0 ball game here. Partly cloudy skies up above the ballpark. The 0-2 breaking ball misses wide. So no harm, no foul in that regard. And now the 0-2 again on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And he goes down a-looking. As now that Chad Johnson announces to the crowd that we are in fact on schedule, it was not a eighth inning stretch that we were going to have to do. The scoreboard was just a little bit messed up. And, quote, the gremlins in the scoreboard getting the best of the staff here as the right-hand batting Conklin to the plate. Called strike one. Also, the home plate umpire, DJ Lovelace, with a quick little half uppercut motion on the strike three ring him up call. Very quick with it. Here's the 0-1 upstairs and in. Make the count one ball and one strike. And now, the 1-1 delivery is popped up and out of play toward the Colt 45 bullpen.
That long foul ball brought to you by
very long foul ball. One ball and two strikes. To Conklin, the 1-2, check swing in the dirt, goes to the backstop. On the appeal to first, the answer is no by Vicente Gutierrez. Two balls and two strikes now on Conklin with the oven mitt sliding glove in his back right pocket. Digs in as Stofflet comes set, kicks, and deals. It's chopped toward the third baseman on a couple of hops. Here's his glove off the lip of the infield grass, and safe at first will be Conklin. The Tiger Field advantage, they just don't know that grass to dirt as well as the 45s do, and that'll be a single for Preston Conklin as Mark Anthony Carroll will step up to the plate now. On first, with Noah Bannister holding him on. So shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. First pitch on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike one. Mark Anthony grounded out to the second baseman his last time up and his first time up tonight after coming in as a defensive replacement in the sixth. Now the 0-1. It's a line shot through for a base hit up the middle. Holding at second base will be Conklin as Mark Anthony Carroll collects his first hit of the night.
Yeah, I agree.
As the bat boy, Zach again, running out quickly to do his job and pick up those bats. He's done a great job all night tonight, as always. Now it's the right-hand batting Adrian Lopez to the plate. Runners at first and second. It's another hit for the 45s as this one misses wide, blocked by the catcher Osorio. For the 45s, 18 runs on 17 hits, on 19 hits rather, and 2 errors for Rose City. No runs on 2 hits and 7 errors. They've left 3. The 45s have left 10 so far. Now the 1-0 misses up and away. Catches the corner, rather, up and away. Top of the zone. Make it 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery here in the bottom of the 7th misses up and in for 2. 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-1 delivery. It's a line shot toward left center field. Rodriguez has been safe looking up to the scoreboard, and it is off the top of the wall. And rounding third, coming to score behind Conklin, and in with a stand-up double is Adrian Lopez. Conklin in the score, along with Carroll. And it is now a 20-0 ball game. I'll bring up DJ Parker. Here at the bottom of the 7th inning. DJ Parker to the plate. Who's doubled, singled, reached on a fielder's choice, hit by pitch, and struck out swinging tonight. Swing on this one, fouls it up. The catcher with a look. And colliding with the third baseman coming from the line, it will drop in foul territory. Just barely in foul territory. Some miscommunication between the third baseman Sigler and the catcher Osorio. And the count holds at 0-1. DJ Parker with the open stance. Runner at second. The 0-1. This is low in the dirt. This count moves to 1-1. And the 1-1. As a line shot right at the center fielder, Rodriguez will come in for it. Strong throw into second base, and Lopez. And it was a bang-bang play at second base. It may have been close, but Lopez definitely able to beat him back. But in a 20-0 ball game here in the home half of the 7th, that's a call that goes the other way essentially every single time as the side is retired after Parker locked it up and Lopez erased. On the outfield assist, the shortstop corner playing a little first base for Rodriguez, the center fielder. And it's 20-0 after 7 complete here at Tiger Field. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supply of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing, tonight's sponsor of the game here at Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces.
North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing.
Well, ground ball to the third baseman Conklin, unable to handle the heat, just came at him a little bit awkward as well, and safe at first on what I believe will be ruled an E5, but we'll see exactly. It'll probably be ruled a hit if it was fast enough for Iji Sato to reach. He's now at first base, being held on by Timmy Ayers, as the lights have taken full effect here on Independence Day. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Carroll charges. He's going to go to first and in time. Throw back to second base is not in time. Conklin, or Paulos rather, on the bag, but not the throw on the back deck, not in enough time. So one out. As Osorio reaches via the fielder's choice. Or is erased via the 5-3, rather, and moving to second base. And that will be ruled an E5 on Conklin, the third baseman. As Nolan Horner, the shortstop, to the plate, he's struck out looking and swinging tonight. And a new pitcher on in relief as well for the 45s. It's Preston Waller, the left-hand relieving San Marcos native. Just two hits for the Rosebuds tonight, and they probably just jinxed it, so they'll get one here. As Waller, the lefty, kicks and delivers the 0-2. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The third strikeout for Nolan Horner tonight. And if Horner strikes out one more time, if the Rosebuds make it farther through the order, he'll get himself a golden sombrero. Or the golden sombrero, rather. That's what happens when you have three strikeouts in a game. Four strikeouts in a game, rather. Flatham would be five. No runs on two hits, seven errors for the Rosebuds. 20 runs on 20 hits, and now three errors for the Colt 45s. With two outs and a runner on second. First pitch misses wide for ball one. An even stance for the righty, pinning at the belt here to Cesar Rodriguez is Preston Waller. Motions for Brown to go back through the signs here in a 20-0 ball game. Taps his chest as he missed the signs relayed from Rowan Brown, the battery mate of Mr. Preston Waller, working from the third base side as the southpaw. Kicks and deals a 1-0, swing and a miss from the high cheese. Blew it by him, some high octane. One ball and one strike. Evan Fraser, went the last two. Now the 1-1 with the infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter, choked up on the bat. The 1-1. Rears back, fastball right at the knees on the outside corner for strike two. Three Ks on the outing for Evan Fraser as well. No walks issued. Now the 1-2 delivery from the lefty. Glove up near his front leg, bending at the belt. Now comes set. And time called. Grabbing the thigh is Cesar Rodriguez, the back of his thigh. Looked like he might have cramped up or something tightened in his leg. Now everyone readies again. And the 1-2 delivery. It's a breaking ball. First strike, 3. And the side is retired. A couple of K's in the inning for Preston Waller. And the side is retired as the Rosebuds threaten, but they fail to score. They leave one stranded. After 7.5, it's 20-0. The Colt 45s lead at North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing, a local electric.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the seventh here.
Second.
Bottom of the eighth, rather. Got so caught up in the seventh and eighth inning debacles that now as we find ourselves in the eighth inning, I'm a little bit lost. As it will be Patrick Bowen Jr., Tyson Bragg, and then Rowan Brown. As a new pitcher on in relief in Aiji Sato will be on in relief. There are a couple of runs back in the seventh inning.
Okay. And then when you come back in,
they did not leave one out there at second base, rather, after the doubling off of Adrian Lopez.
So, just so that you understand, you must
here in the eighth,
when you leave.
And Aiji Sato on in relief. Sato pitched the other night, two innings back on July 2nd.
So, you went there, get some chairs, come back, you got your legs and stuff, sit and wait, and then we'll get the game going.
In that game, of course, Colt 45's beating Rose City. That was an opening game this series of a 6-2 ball game that the 45's won. As they look for this week tonight, two innings of one hit, no run baseball, two walks, and one strikeout for Sato. Now the first pitch to the left-hand batter is fouled back to the screen. Patrick Bowen Jr. in his third at-bat of the night after pinch hitting for Lucas Pettingill. He's K'd and reached on an error. Seven errors for the Rosebuds. Just a defensive blunder-filled night for Rose City. Sato appearing in, comes set as the righty off the third base side, and now time called, as Rick Bassetti will give a word to the fans here. And if you're wanting to come down and watch the fireworks, concessions will still be open, but the lights will be off at 10 o'clock, as that's when the fireworks will commence. Now the 0-1 from Sato as he comes set. The leg kick from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-1 misses wide. Sato pitched a couple of nights ago in a losing cause. The 6-2 ball game the 45s won on Thursday night. Winning last night by a score of 18-1. The Colt 45s
now tied for the most runs they've scored this year with 20. They won 20-4 against the Tehama Bulls. That was back on June 21st. The 1-1 bounces in there for ball two. So 2-1 to Patrick Bowen Jr.